Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs get underway for the Boston Bruins and the Maple Leafs on Saturday night. And to talk about that this morning, it is Mike Milbury, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by findmassmoney.gov, by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com, and by John Sewer, the name to know when your drains don't flow. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. And Mike, it's been a long regular season, but we are finally there. Good morning.
Good morning. And you know what? I'm sort of curious to hear from you on this issue. What happened to your testicular fortitude? What? I mean, Fourier is now telling you to get off at 7:54 or 9:54.
9:54.
Yeah, and Wiggy's over there watching the clock. What's the matter with you people? You can't be that meek and mild,
I'm
can you?
I'm trying to be a leader in the locker room. I mean,
How many Marconis does that show have?
I try to hang around, but they kick me out.
Wiggy, I know your gig. You're just trying to get out of there early. That's all.
And I'm just the woman on the show, Milbury, so you know, no one listens to me.
I listen to you, Courtney.
I know.
Yeah, I do.
You're the best.
Yeah. What happened to this girl that can't go to the prom because of a bugle?
Yeah. would you prefer Fritos to bugles or the other way around?
I'm not that familiar. I like a good Wise potato chip, but. You know, one of the things that I would like about inviting someone to the prom was making sure she liked to munch on a bugle.
Okay. Okay. My Lord. I mean,
prom time.
Thank God this is not NBC. Or you'd be.
Yeah, you know what?
We're like the Pat McAfee show in Boston. That's what somebody said.
I'm blushing.
You know. And by the way, Shime, I got to figure out. Can you give me a list of the words that I can use and not use?
Well,
I mean, I feel like a band in Boston.
You didn't dump out of the bugle thing. Did you
have to.
What?
Yes.
Really?
I am defending Shime on that one.
Wow,
1,000%.
We talk about transgender things in the third grade now, and we can't do that. And
I mean,
I'm confused.
I would say that Twitch got to hear it.
They sure did.
Stream
Twitch is uncensored.
Twitch remains uncensored. All right.
Who's doing the censoring, by the way?
There'd be the government.
Yes.
That's the FCC, I believe.
The license we have to broadcast on this very radio station.
I believe it's Joe Biden.
Don't get him going. Hey, listen, don't get him going. He'll be on chemtrails next,
Curtis. Oh, my God. What do you think about the goalie rotation?
Well, is there one?
Wait, Mike.
Yes.
Do you think the massive storm in Saudi Arabia is caused by cloud seeding?
That's not at my level. I don't know. I mean, it's everything that goes on in the Middle East is a little alarming to me.
All right.
I thought it was a man-made rain machine that they had up there.
All right. Anyway, Curtis is right. You're Jim Montgomery, and you got to start a goaltender on Saturday night. Who is it?
I've told you from the beginning that I'm a Swayman guy. You know, I know Allmark has had a good season again, and there's no reason to second guess the coach going with Allmark. But I prefer Swayman's attitude. He's got a little bit of swagger. You know, I saw Allmark being interviewed after the game, the last game of the season they lost, and it just didn't seem like it bothered him at all. It's just like it's kind of a, maybe it's a Swedish thing or something, but I like a guy with a little more fire, I guess is the right word. And I see that in Swayman, and I don't see it as much in Allmark, but I can't argue with a coach that says, you know, look at the records. The records are almost identical. Save percentage, wins, losses, that kind of stuff. So it's his feel. He's in the locker room a lot more than I am, and he's got the right to make the call. In fact, that's his job. So I'll go with what I would not want to. I would not want to have a rotation. I'd like to have a second goaltender that I could call on if things went bad, but I don't. I'd rather just get with my guy. But that hasn't been the case for two full seasons.
But he left it. He left the door open. That to me is wildly interesting. Is what happens? Who starts Saturday? And then what happens in game two? And it's a big decision when it comes to Jim Montgomery. He's, he's left it open both ways. So we'll see what happens. Yes, Courtney.
Well, I was just going to say, don't you think that Montgomery's kind of doomed if he does and doomed if he doesn't when it comes to the goalie situation, whether he chooses to go with a rotation or not? This is a guy who's kind of set up for failure unless they advance.
Right. Coaches are always going to take the heat after a loss and after last season's great run and then the flop of a finish and this season's great regular season run, there's a little more heat on him. And so the pressure is going to be on him to make the right decisions. But it seems to me, if you look back at last year, they went the whole season with a rotation. The playoffs arrive and the rotation ceases. And they wind up losing in the seventh game, and neither goaltender looks good after that run because they were put in positions. Maybe Allmark was hurt a little bit. Swayman going into the seventh game under a lot of pressure, not having played in 10 or 12 days. So, yeah, the pressure's on the goaltender and the pressure's on the coach, but it's always been that way. And it's going to be interesting to see how this another Toronto matchup really works itself out, because I think they've got some great offensive weapons, but they're vulnerable in the back end, although their goaltending has been better than in recent years. So it's not going to be an easy matchup for them. I mean, there's a lot of things to worry about from an offensive perspective from Toronto.
What worries you most about them?
Well, Austin Matthews, but Marner's right there too, and Nylander can score, you know, Tavares has still got some juice in the tank. So I think that the multiple offensive weapons are to be worried about. And let's face it, Boston has relied on their goaltenders to make big saves rather than a structured defense. It's been looser than it should be, and it's been that way all year long.
Question for you on the Subaru of New England text line. Do you think they purposefully tanked the last couple of games so they get to start with the Leafs?
No, I've been around the sport a long time. There's only been one team, and I wasn't with them. It was Pittsburgh that I think tanked it to get to Mario Lemieux, which was probably a wise decision. But I don't believe that I've been around a team ever that's purposefully tanked a game. And they may have not been interested. They may have been lackluster. They may have not been prepared. There may have been a lot of things, but I've never been around a team that has intentionally tanked a game. I mean, talked about it, looked at it and said, we better lose this one. It's not in their DNA. But they were clearly, they were horse poop for the last.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Two games.
Mike,
can I say that, Shine?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That one's allowed.
That one's okay.
That one's good, Shine. Mike,
nailed it.
You've been on that bench before as a coach. What's the, I would say, like the most difficult thing, you know, for a guy like Montgomery who had a disappointing playoff run last year, now comes into it with a team that, you know, expectations are, you know, all over the place. What do you think is in his mind that he might be thinking about? He doesn't want to run into what happened to him last year in this team.
You know, I guess probably he's going to be thinking about the goaltending situation more than anything. I mean, everybody else is, and why wouldn't he be? And he hasn't positioned himself to pick a number one goaltender. So that's weighing heavily on his mind, and it's going to be weighing heavily on the goaltender's mind. I don't like it, but it's the way it is. But what he's got to be thinking about is, you know, he can't be thinking about last year. He's got to be looking at this as, how do I deal with the strength of Toronto's team down the middle? That is their strength. They've got some quality quality centers, and they've patched it together with Zacha and Coyle, and that has to be a concern. So I guess it'd be goaltending, and how do I match up these guys down the middle? I have to put the right guy, Coyle, against whomever he thinks is right. I don't know if that's Matthews or if it's Tavares, but it's going to be a concern down the middle.
Mike Milbury is our guest. We were talking yesterday, the day before, about the goal scoring struggle of Brad Marchand of late. Is there anything that you see there, or is Curtis loves the term puck luck? Is that just a puck luck thing when it comes to Marchand?
You know, I think it's a mid-30s thing. You know, they're in good position. They're in the playoffs. They've been cruising here for a while. I mean, they got up to play Pittsburgh because it was an important game for Pittsburgh, and it was a national TV game. And that's the only one of the one game out of the last four that they were able to summon the interest in and play pretty well. I just think when you get to be that age, sometimes it's just, you know, some games are just not worth it. And that's sad to say, because, you know, when it comes to Marchand, almost every game you want to see him do his thing. You want to see him get involved. You want to see him muck it up and cause some trouble. But when he gets to that stage of your career and he's in the 16th or 17th hole, it's you find yourself maybe not being quite as committed. And I think that'll change once they drop the puck on Saturday.
Mike, can fans take any comfort in knowing that the first two games that they saw the Maple Leafs this season, it took a shootout in overtime, and then the two matchups in March, they took care of them easily, like that they maybe figured out the Maple Leafs throughout the season?
I think that's a dangerous way to approach this series. And by the way, it's a great series. I mean, the two Florida teams matching up is tremendous. I think it's Washington and the Rangers, and they got an original six-team matchup in this one. But I don't think you can think about the past either in terms of what happened during the regular season or in terms of what happened over the last 10 years or so when they've played the Leafs three times. It's a whole new set of circumstances heading into the first game. First game tone set is really what I'd be concerned about. Find out where their weaknesses are, attack their weaknesses, make sure you're on top of it going into the series, and make that first impression a lasting one and get them on their heels early.
Mike, as someone who was in the position that Don Sweeney currently has for many years in the NHL, how much do you think the attempt to trade Ullmark was a way to save his coach from what he's about to deal with?
I don't think that it had anything to do with saving him. I think it probably had to do with patching a hole somewhere else and realizing that in all likelihood they're not going to be able to keep both goaltenders going forward, that Swayman is going to want to get the lion's share of the work and the lion's share of the dough, or so would Ullmark, although Ullmark might be happy just right where he is. But I think there was the realization that this was not going to work going forward for other reasons. And I think, you know, he unfortunately wasn't able to complete the task. And I think it is unfortunate that he couldn't complete the task for a number of reasons. One, he's going to face it again in the offseason. And two, it could have maybe, you know, found some way to make a difference in his lineup that could make a difference during this postseason. But it is what it is. But I don't think he was in, you know, he certainly wasn't under duress to make the deal. It's a, must be a weird thing in that locker room for Ullmark to know, and the other guys to know, that he was out there and they were trying to deal him.
They did deal him, but just he vetoed it.
That's right. They vetoed him, but he vetoed it. And I've never been in that circumstance when that's been public knowledge. It has to be very uncomfortable for a lot of people, but I don't think this is going to last. It just doesn't seem realistic.
But as a minimum, doesn't that tell you that Don Sweeney doesn't believe that the two-goalie system is required, that he doesn't think that that's why they've had their success?
You could make that conclusion, but I think he's not saying that. Clearly, the two-goaltender system has worked for two seasons, regular seasons, and it hasn't been tried in the postseason, so you don't know for sure whether it's worked or going to work or not. But I don't think he was forced into that situation where they had to make a decision about the two goaltender situation being viable or not. I think it was just the realistic approach that he's not going to be able to keep both of them going forward.
All right, Mike. Well, it is finally playoff hockey time, and we will talk to you the whole way through on this show. Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, Shime, send me that band in Boston list, will you?
You got
words.
It.
Okay, thank you.
That is Mike Milbury. Mike Milbury on a what, Shime?
I believe, Greg, that would be a, what is it, a Bruins Thursday?
Yeah. Bruins Thursday here. All right. Oh, go Bees. Well, we got to get to that emergency. How creepy is it, Curtis?
Oh, my God. And it's actually gotten better. The person who is at the center of this has issued a long column apologizing.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.